Okay, we're reaching final stage here. Number 10, I thought this was very important because, again, when you go this week to build the Beis HaMikdash, I thought it's very important that you should be aware that everyone can participate in building the Beis HaMikdash. Men, women, everyone's involved. Except, number 10, the world is sustained by the breath of children who study Torah. Because children have not tasted the taste of sin yet, and therefore their study is pure. We may not interrupt them, even for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. You don't interrupt Jewish children who are studying Torah. Powerful concept. Again, make sure in the bylaws, when you draw up your Board of Directors for the third Beis HaMikdash, make sure to incorporate that. You don't want to violate passage in the Talmud. Now, there are two grand traditions as to how the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. If we want to be practical, we take number 11, which is a passage from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the reason that the Mishnah describes the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash and its layout is so that we should know how to build the third Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Mishnah describes the second Beis HaMikdash. When we want to build the third Beis HaMikdash, one of the things we're going to want to analyze is how the second Beis HaMikdash was built. Even though we're not going to use the exact floor plans of the second Beis HaMikdash, the primary floor plans we have to look in the book of Yechezkel for the third Beis HaMikdash. But where there's liberty, how many extra rooms, how many this, that, the other thing, so you're going to want to know the information from the second Beis HaMikdash in order to build the third Beis HaMikdash. The indication from the Rambam is really that we are going to be the ones to build the third Beis HaMikdash. Okay? There is, however, you'll recall, a totally different tradition. We mention it in the prayer of Nachem, which we insert in Shmona Esrei on Tisha B'Av. And we say, Bo'esh Hitzata, Hashem, you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash with fire. Uve'esh Ata Asid Livnosa, and you're going to rebuild it with fire. You're going to rebuild it? Where does that come from? And there's a totally different tradition. We can spend time figuring out how to reconcile them. But the second tradition is that Hashem is going to build the third Beis HaMikdash. What we got to do is the merits to deserve it. There's a cute story they say about a Rebbe who told his Hasidim, told his followers, that three walls of the Beis HaMikdash are already built, and it's only the fourth wall that has to be built. So the Hasidim came over to him and said, Rebbe, if it's only one wall left, why don't you just build it? And he said, I do, every day, and you guys destroy it. In other words, work with me and we'll rebuild that fourth wall. Don't just blame it on me, work with me. But that's the other tradition, that we're busy building a spiritual mikdash and Hashem will just make the actual mikdash happen instantly, so to speak. This is a quote from Rashi. Number 12, the Talmud suggests that the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt on the first day of Pesach, or perhaps at night. This contradicts the rule that it may not be built on Shabbos or Yom Tov or at night, meaning the first two Batei Mikdash had rules. The answer, Rashi says, is the third Beis HaMikdash is built by heaven, and apparently Hashem is not bound by those same rules. In another place, Rashi says, because Hashem is not building the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is simply taking the Beis HaMikdash that was built, and He's causing it to descend. And therefore, He's not building the Beis HaMikdash at night. He's not building it on Yom Tov. It's already built. Now, if you can understand that, you can be an expert, professional Kabbalist. But on simple level, there's a famous Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhin. He writes that the way the sages describe the destruction of the first temple was Kimcha Techina Tochan. Nebuchadnezzar, the enemy, came and ground flour that was already ground. In other words, he did something very silly. He took ground flour, put it into a machine of the same granulation, and mixed it around, and out came ground flour. Brilliant! He did nothing. So the Nefesh HaChaim says what that means is that when he came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, intrinsically it was already rotten. It was already destroyed spiritually, because the Jews were no longer on the level of having this resort palace between them and God. They were already busy with their idol worship. So when he came, it was like dominoes. You know, you flick it and it falls. Deck of cards. So the Talmud describes it as ground flour that you go ahead and ground. It looks very dramatic, but you're really not doing anything. You're just doing the physical of what has already happened. The illustration in our time was how communism fell. That, you know, it looks like this grand empire, but afterwards they analyzed it and they saw that inside it was already decrepit, rotten. So it took a catalyst, whichever catalyst to do it, but basically it was a problem to begin with. That's the description of the temple. Likewise, how is the temple going to be rebuilt when essentially it's built already? It just needs someone to physically come along and put the pieces in place. So that's what's being described here. If you want to reconcile the Rambam with Rashi's attitude, if not on a legalistic reconciliation, it seems to be a machlokes, but at least what our attitude should be to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash through merit, so that the Beis HaMikdash would be a true expression of our relationship with Hashem. And then, as we say in the prayer of Nachem, Hashem will simply rebuild it with fire, infuse it, whether we physically have to do the bricks or we don't have to do the bricks. But at that point, if it's a natural progression of our relationship, it'll come naturally and simply and smoothly. Again, the reason that we don't go ahead and do this is because this mitzvah is waiting for us to be truly worthy of it, so that we focus on the merit, etc. And our tradition is that the sages of Israel will recognize Mashiach, he will be appointed as king, he will get rid of our enemies, and then he will lead us in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, which requires prophecy, or at least understanding of Yechezkel's prophecies, so that we can do it correctly and regain that relationship with Hashem.